Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I want you to cast your mind back. Back to when you were in school and the teacher asked you, what would you like to do for a living? What would you like to be when you grow up? I bet nobody put their hand up and said, I'd like to work in a funeral home. Me. Well, I am joined now by a young man who may not have put his hand up either, but now, at a very young age, at 24, has decided to become a trainee embalmer with the view of working in the funeral business. Aaron Williams, hello.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. Are you in Kerry?
I am. I'm down in Tralee in County Kerry.
Lovely stuff. Okay, now, let's get into it. We've all heard of embalming, but without getting too graphic, would you mind explaining what it actually means and what's involved?
Look, I suppose there's kind of the general overview of embalming. There's kind of three stages to it. There's the sanitation, where you're basically cleaning the body and sanitizing it. Then you have preservation, which you're preserving the deceased. And then you have the presentation, where you get the remains ready for the viewing and the wake and make them presentable for the family. So like that dates back hundreds of years back towards the Egyptians with the way they used to do it. But I suppose the first kind of modern embalming that was started back by the Americans, you could say, back towards the Civil War, when a man by the name of Dr. Tom Holmes, he was commissioned to the role of a captain in a medical unit in Washington, D.C., and he embalmed over 4,000 soldiers and officers so they could return home to their loved ones and be buried in their hometown.
That makes sense. Okay, I get it now. Now, you're only 24. So what led to this unusual, let's say, choice of career?
Look, I've been involved in the community in various ways since a young age. You know, I've been involved with the RNLI through my father, and I'm also a volunteer with a motorsport fire and rescue unit. So I have come across deaths in various situations, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. And unfortunately, my uncle passed away a number of years ago, and it was kind of through that and being around the funeral and the arrangements that I thought this is something that I had an interest in, but I didn't know how I wanted to be involved. So then Sean Lynch from Hogan's Funeral Home in Tralee, he purchased the funeral home during COVID, and he was doing PR, and I heard him on the radio. So I said I'd get in contact with Sean and have a quick chat with him. So I met him and we had a chat, and it just kind of went from there. Then I started doing bits and pieces with him, and here I am today.
And is it one of those things you need to learn on the job, so to speak? Like, you can't study it in college?
You can study it in college, yeah. Now, most of it is in college. To become an embalmer, like, I'm studying now with the Death Care Academy of Ireland, which is run by Dave McGowan. He's up in Sligo. Mm-hmm. Some people might know him. He's the guy who brought a Boeing 767 up the Shannon to his glamping site up in Sligo. So he's running that. So I'm up there for approximately 2 years, but a lot of it is on the job, and thankfully I have a great mentor in Sean who's there to help me throughout the way.
Aaron, would you be nervous telling people this is what you do? Let's say, you know, I don't know, you're chatting to someone on Tinder or you're in a bar or whatever and they ask what you do. Like, would you be nervous?
At the start, I was definitely a lot more nervous than I am now. I suppose just because death is kind of a very touchy subject for some people,
sure,
and they don't really want to talk about it. So, but now that people know about it and they're getting more comfortable around it, I find they're a lot more inquisitive and they're starting to ask more and more questions, which is a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you run me through what a typical day would look like for somebody working in your profession?
I suppose there's no typical kind of day. There's a song that comes into my head every time someone asks me this question, and it's by the Cranberries, and it says life is changing every day in every possible way. And that's the only way I can describe it, because there's no set plans. You know, you could be doing one thing, you could be at home doing gardening and your phone could ring and your day changes like that. You know, you could have to go and meet a family who has lost a loved one, or you could be planning a funeral, or you could be doing different aspects of it. There's no typical day, I suppose, in the industry.
I can imagine. And I suppose balance is very important. I mean, you're dealing with death on a daily basis. So how do you balance your work and your personal life as an embalmer? I mean, do you have hobbies or interests that you enjoy outside of your job?
Yeah, as I suppose I mentioned earlier, I'm heavily involved in motorsports. So I'm a scrutineer for Motorsport Ireland. And as I said, I'm a volunteer with a fire and rescue unit. So if I'm not working doing the funerals, you could often find me at a rally somewhere around Ireland.
Okay.
Depending on what's going on.
Okay. And how do your family feel about your chosen career path?
At the start, they were very apprehensive. I know my mother wasn't too pleased when I told her at the start. But now that they know what I'm doing properly and I've explained it to them, they couldn't be more than supportive. They've been absolutely fantastic and helped me in any way possible.
And finally, Aaron, you're a young man. What would be your ambitions for the future?
I suppose hopefully I'll be graduating from the college there in early 2025. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that'll all go well. And I hope to join the team of embalmers that Sean has in Hogan's Funeral Home in Tralee. And who knows what the future might hold. We'll just have to see what happens.
Good on you. Aaron, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you this morning and the very best of luck with the studies. Thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye. There we go. That is Aaron Williams, who is working towards becoming an embalmer. That is a crazy career choice, but he sounds like he is the right man for the job. Good on him. 2FM.